First of all, don't forget tonight's Rosh Chodesh. You have to say Yalla V'Yovi in the Shemoneh Esrei. Okay, back to the dinim of basically what's called Betzias Hapas, making Hamotzi. The din is like this. Before you make the bracha, we learned already a din, that when you make a bracha on the food, you have to hold the food in your right hand. Unless if you're left-handed, then you hold it in your left hand. Why? To show, number one, what you're making a bracha on. And if you're right-handed, you want to show it's more important, more choshuv the right than the left, and if you're left-handed, vice versa. The one exception to this is bread. It says in Shchunach, when you make a bracha on hametzi, you're supposed to hold both hands on the bread, all 10 fingers. Why? Because the Gemara says there are 10 mitzvahs connected to the making of the bread. For instance, you can't plow an ox and a donkey together. You can't mix grains together. You have to give the poor people lekut shechem peah. You're not allowed to muzzle an animal while it's working. You have to separate truma, maaser rishon, maaser sheni, and challah. So there's 10 mitzvahs. So by holding the bread with all 10 fingers, you're showing that this bread came about through 10 mitzvahs. And therefore they say, I mean, Shulchan Aruch Kitzur even brings this down, that in the bracha of Hametzi Lechem in Haaretz, there's 10 words. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaElam Hametzi Lechem min Haaretz. Okay? The same thing in the Pasuk, Einei Chole Lecha Yisabeiru Va'ato Neisen Lohem Esachlim Be'itei, which also refers to getting fed, is 10 words. In the Pasuk, Eres Chito Sa'era Gefen Zeinu Verimein, is also 10 words. In the pasuk v'yitan l'cha, that we say Metzoy Shabbos from Chumash, v'yitan l'cha l'kim ital l'shman m'shmani oris. Another pasuk that the people count a minyan is brought is a shia samecha v'erchas nachlasecho rein v'nasim ad ha'ilam, which is the pasuk in Tehillim. So these are all psukim that have 10 words, but especially those connected to bread have 10 words. Some people, it depends. Most people, when we grew up, everybody used to do a Shir Samecha. Then I heard people do V'yitan Lecha. Some people, whatever, whichever way it is, to count the minyan. As long as you have a minyan, that's what matters. How you count them, as long as you don't go 1, 2, 3, it's not a problem. Also, when you say the bracha, you have to pronounce it clearly. You should say Hametzi, you know, Metzi, Hametzi, because Hametzi means the one that brings out. You have to make sure when you say lechem min ha'aretz, sometimes it's a run-on word, lechem min ha'aretz, because it ends with a mem and begins with a mem, lechem min. So you have to say, ha'meiti lechem min ha'aretz. The same thing is brought down in the halacha about Krishna. When you say, b'chol levavcha al levavchem va'avadetem mehera, you shouldn't have run-on words because there's exact amount of words. Then also, when you finish making the bracha meitzi, you have to eat right away. And why? Even to answer amen, like we said, and anything, you don't answer amen after the bracha meitzi before you eat. Now, the din is, we mentioned this in passing Thursday night, but when you give out bread to people, you're not allowed to throw bread, and you shouldn't give it into their hands. You should put it down in front of them or put it on a tray and pass around the tray. Okay, next thing is about what basically you make it on more chashuv of bread, but it depends what you want to eat. The bottom line is, what you want to eat is what, also another din, a lot of people are not careful in that today, but it's really a din of Shulchan Aruch, that you have to dip the bread into salt. There's an inyan of having salt on the table. Why? So we know a shulchan deimel mizbeach, the shulchan that you eat is similar to the mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash. The Mizbeach, there was a din, I'll call Korban Cha Takliv Melech. Any carbon, no matter what it was, honey, well, you can't bring honey to the Mizbeach. But any time there was any carbon whatsoever, you had to put salt on it. I'll call Korban Cha Takliv Melech. So therefore, because the table is likened to an altar to the Mizbeach, so you're supposed to have Melech, salt on the table. And it's also, you should dip the Prusa into the Melech, to dip the bread into the salt. Now, Kabbalistically, as we learned in the past, the custom is to dip the bread into the salt 3 times. What's the cheshbon of 3? So it says that melach, Mem Lamed Ches equals 78. Because the table is Mizbech LaHashem, Hashem is 26. So 3 times 26 is 78. So when you dip the bread 3 times in the salt, it's 3 times Havaya, which equals the numerical value of Melach, which is salt. And I mentioned in the past, so somebody once asked the Rebbe, but when you dip, let's say, Chal and honey on Rosh Hashanah, in those days that you dip Chal and honey, do you also dip it 3 times? And the Rebbe answered, yes, because just like Melach equals 78, Lechem and Melach are the same letters. So Lechem also equals 78. So dipping even the bread into the honey, you also dip it 3 times. Some people have a minig of pouring salt on the bread. But according to Kabbalah, we said the minig is, in fact, even Kitzur says, you should dip the bread into hametzi. Now, many people only do this on Shabbos, but the truth is, according to Shulchan Aruch, any time you eat bread, it's not only something for Shabbos. Every time you eat bread, you should dip it into salt. What? I don't hear you.
Is there a problem using pink salt?
Pink salt?
Yeah, Himalayan salt.
As long as it's white. As long as it's salt. No, it doesn't have to be white. Okay, next is what's called Hilchas Seuda, which refers to the etiquette of a meal according to Torah. There's an etiquette in Torah that really encompasses the whole life of a person. So Torah teaches us also how to eat. So number one, it says like this. If you have animals, or years ago people had a lot of animals in their barns that they owned, or people can have pets in the house. So the din is, you're not allowed to eat yourself until you feed the animals. That is a Ksav Sefer that writes that if it's Shabbos, because of the importance of the person eating on Shabbos you can feed yourself first and then feed the animals. But when it comes to food during the week, you have to first feed your animals and then eat. Where do we learn this out from? It's a Pasuk in Chumash. It says in the Torah, V'nasati Esev B'sotcho Livehem Techo and Shema. Right? I will give grass in the fields for your animals. V'alchalta V'savot. Then you will eat and drink. First the Torah says, Hashem says, I'll give food for the animals. And then the Pasuk says, then you'll eat. So from there, the Gemara learned that there are opinions, by the way, they want to say it's even min ha-Torah. It's machlekes if it's min ha-Torah, min ha-Rabbanan. But bottom line is you're supposed to feed the animals unless if it's Shabbos. Now, when it comes to drinking, Shulchan Aruch says over there is different. Over there, drinking, not eating. Eating, animals are to be fed before people. Drinking, we first give to drink, people, and then the animals. Where do we learn that out from? When Eliezer came with the camels to find the shidduch for Yitzchak, and Rivka came to the well, so Rivka said to him that I'll give you to drink, v'gam gemalecha ashke, and I then will give to your animals. So first Rivka said to him by the well, I'll give you to drink and your animals to drink. So from there we learn out, drinking, people come first before animals. Also, it says in another pasuk later on in Chumash, "Vishkisa esa edo ve'ezbiro." When Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock, you know, and the water came, so it says, "Vishka esa edo." The water was enough for the community. Ve'ezbehemtom ve'biro, and their animals. So you see clearly from the pasukim that food, eating, animals come before people, and drinking, people come before animals. Okay. Another thing is, you're not allowed to eat, pardon the expression, you're not allowed to fress and guzzle. A person needs to eat, not like he has it. In other words, in simple English, not like a kiddush in shul. That's not the way you're supposed to eat. That you didn't see food for about 3 years, the way it looks. You have to eat with, not like a starving person, you have to eat, you know, like a mensch. Whatever. You shouldn't eat standing. You shouldn't drink standing. Your table needs to be clean. Even if you're eating something small, like a fruit or something, that's, you're supposed to make sure the table is clean. You're supposed to make sure they, you know, you eat like a mensch. Another interesting thing that a lot of people are not careful that today in Poskim right, maybe the situation changed. According to Halacha, even kids are big, but everybody brings this down. You're not allowed to hold something that's the size of a kibetza and bite into it. Which in practical terms means that we learned already, let's say a slice of rye bread is a kezias. And we learned a kibetza is two kezasim. Okay, so let's say you have a sandwich, tuna sandwich, deli sandwich, whatever, yeah? And I have two slices of bread. So according to Shulchan Aruch, I'm not allowed to hold the bread, the sandwich, and bite into it. Because it's more than a kibetza, it's a kibetza. But two slices of bread, plus you have the food in the middle. Why? It doesn't look nice. It doesn't look refined. If you ever watch an Englishman eat pizza, they won't take the slice of pizza and eat it. They'll cut it up with a knife and a fork, and they'll, very proper.
Slice of pizza?
Huh?
It depends the size.
It depends. let's not get too descriptive. You can have, sometimes a pie can be divided into 8 slices or 16 slices. Sometimes they make the slice smaller or bigger. I mean, it depends what it is. But a kibbutz is 2 ounces. It's not that much, by the way. But again, some later poskim write that today the people are not so machmir in it because everybody does it, so it doesn't look like you're a fresser, you know, it doesn't look improper. Because, Lepel, you see people, while they're walking in the street, they'll buy a hot dog and bun, you know, and they'll walk in the street and they'll eat it. So quantitative is not the proper thing to do. But again, some people say that nowadays, a lot of people do it, it's not so bad. Yeah, it says in Shulchan Aruch, all these dinim apply because you're doing it for yourself. You know, like it says in the dinim of tznius, getting dressed, undressed, even though nobody's around, but Hashem's around. But, you know, it's not only because of other people. You do it because it's not the proper way of eating. The proper way of eating is with a little bit of menschlichkeit, you know, not like a fresser or whatever it is. Bechlau, you know, the world says a very interesting expression. If you want to tell if a guy is religious or not, picture the situation, he's alone on an island and where there's nobody can possibly see him before satellites and all that. Because you walk, a guy thinks he'd go to a place nobody's there, but somebody else might catch him. So the definition of a real religious Jew is he'll be in a place where it's impossible for anybody to see him, and over there he'll be as religious as he is in the house. There's another expression poskim use, you know, when people go away on trips for the summer, especially like in New York, they go to the country, to the Catskills, or other places, they go to the country, and then over there, they're much more lax in Yiddishkeit, you know. And then, so they say, Echta, V'oshu. Then when they come back to the city, I'll get better, you know. But meanwhile, there's Echta. A person has to do all these things, by the way. It says clearly in Halacha, many dinim, not about this dinim, but it's self-understood, that it's not because somebody's looking, or you just do it for yourself. Also, even a cup. Glass, you know, sometimes it depends also on the size of the glass. Sometimes you can have a big thing, a person drinks the whole thing in one shot. It's also not proper menschlichkeit. So again, you shouldn't drink it too slow and not too, you know, it should look, you know, properly. You can drink from a water bottle, but sometimes you see people take a water bottle, the whole thing in one shot. That's, it's pushing that nice. This is halacha, not kabbalah. It's pashut for the case of menschlichkeit. Or you mashal never din. You shouldn't bite into a piece of bread and put it on the table. As they say in America, it looks gross. Anything that looks gross during eating, you're not allowed to do it.
Can't double dip your chips.
Double dip your chips. It depends if everybody does it or not. Machachin is a mice in my mouth, baby. Mine came shivalag out, tato. And I'm going to cash him it up.